matcha.
Ew. Anyone that says that shit tastes good is fucking
lying.
Fucking back.
We're on, boys.
Let's go.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Damn, I feel like I'm fucking incognito right now.
Oh, shit. Okay. You ready to fight?
Jazz who? Nah, it's a bit cold in here.
Yeah, it is a bit.
The AC is always pumping.
How's things?
Good.
Oh, good. Good. The good is getting
every
like
time.
I think next time it might be like I'm really amazing or something. Like the good's getting louder. Look, how just, good are we? Shit.
I'm just living life, you know?
Yeah?
Yep.
Any updates?
I'm shy.
Oh, you're shy? Okay,
yeah,
we should shy about.
I'm getting shy.
Okay, we don't have to go there.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it.
Life's good.
Life's good?
Yep.
Life's just busy.
Yeah.
Honestly, like
busy working.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of night shift.
Yeah, I would be. I don't know
eight.
How you do it. I honestly don't.
I didn't do eight in a row, but I did four, then 2 days off, then four. I'm done. I'm fucking
done. I don't know how you do that. I couldn't. My routine would be all over the place.
Yeah, it's not it. Night shift is very not for the weak.
Yeah.
Props
to people that do it.
Yeah. It's been.
What? Why are you giggling? She's giggly, hey.
So the girl that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
She was on night shift the same night.
How convenient.
So it kind of helps. I've realized it helps having someone else on night shift to talk to.
Yeah, that would be.
Otherwise, I'm just so fucking bored, man.
True.
Like,
yeah, because you don't really do much work on night shift, do you?
When do I ever do much
work?
I mean, honestly, the last night shift was fucked.
Mm.
Like, usually we don't go out till 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. We were out from 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, see, fuck
and
that.
It was rough.
I don't think you could pay me enough for it.
I was hungover that week too, so.
That's even worse. Yeah. I couldn't even. I remember back in the day we would drink Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and I'd go to work on Monday. I'd be fine. If I did that shit fucking now, I would be dead all fucking week. You would not catch me doing anything. I wouldn't even be able to lift my phone.
Yeah, look, we're getting old, bro. We're 30.
I'm 32.
Wait, are you already 32?
I turn 33 next year.
Oh, so we're having a Fortnite party for your 33rd?
I have to do something. I mean, it's some sort of angel numbers 33,
damn,
right?
Damn, that's old,
That
bro.
Is old.
I can't even think about it. I'm 31.
Yeah. Like, what happens next?
I'm not 31 yet, but.
What, like, when do you stop celebrating too? Or do you just keep celebrating?
You don't, bro.
Like, what's 37
going to
feel like?
Are we going to Vegas for your 40th?
Vegas? Should we just go every, we should, hey?
Every 10 years.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Let's lock it in.
Done.
40 in Vegas.
Fuck, what are we going to be doing at 40?
In Vegas. We're going to be in Vegas.
We're
going to
be in Vegas, yep.
Hopefully still
getting
look like
black
this.
Getting eyes.
Not falling downstairs and getting kicked out of beach clubs. Fuck.
Oh, God.
You got any icks or anything for
us
this
week? Yeah, I think I've got a few icks.
Okay.
Firstly, Snapchat.
Do people still
use
Snapchat?
Someone asked me for my Snapchat the other day.
That's
I can't. I can't.
People, I think.
They're 30.
Americans use it, I think. Is it an American thing?
Don't know. I should know. I think it's fine to use it like, I don't know, people use it for their friends or whatever that they, I don't know.
But people just send photos through Insta now, isn't that what you do?
Well, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
I don't know.
No, Snapchat's
out. It's on the out
list. I know people that use it that do it because they get paid from using it.
Oh,
which,
yeah, see.
Fair enough.
Should we get Snapchat?
Maybe. Take it back. Let's get Snapchat.
We're getting Snapchat.
Let's get that back.
Snapchat's back in.
Yeah, nah. Other than that, then, I don't think you should be using it.
Okay, this is something I'm really fucking passionate about. And it just annoys me every time someone says it, but when someone is like, oh, I can't eat McDonald's, it makes me so sick. Like, cunt, no, you're not. Like, they think they're better than McDonald's. You're not better than McDonald's. McDonald's is like the top of the food chain. That doesn't make you sick, babe. You're lying to yourself.
KFC does.
KFC put me in hospital.
Oh, shit.
That's what I ate before I got my appendix out.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So anyone that says after they eat McDonald's, or like, obviously I have a chicken and cheese addiction.
Oh, we know that.
But like, I'll be like, oh yeah, just had Macca's or whatever. And they're like, oh, nah, I could never eat that. Like, makes me feel sick. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, have a chicken McCheese.
Chicken McCheese?
Have a chicken McCheese.
Yeah, thoughts? Like,
I mean, you're very passionate about that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I had to bring it up because.
Like, fuck that.
I need all to protect McDonald's at all costs.
All I can think about is whenever McDonald's is brought up now, I just think of Josh on TikTok and his song. Do you watch him? He's obsessed with McDonald's, and he's made a McDonald's song. He's like, McDonald's.
Oh,
McDonald's.
We need to be friends.
Do you not know that?
No.
Oh, my God. You need to follow them, bro. Okay. Oh, he's so funny. He loves McDonald's more than you. Okay. More than me. More than you, I'm telling
you.
Does
he get
now.
It every day?
He tries to, yeah.
Okay. I need to find this dude.
I'll show you. You'll get it. Once you see, you'll get it.
All right. I've got to find him.
My nose ring keeps fucking... Okay, I'm good.
On that note, matcha.
Ew. Anyone that says that shit tastes good is fucking lying.
You're lying.
Tastes like grass.
You're literally lying.
It tastes like fucking grass. And then they drown it with like syrup. And shit. And they're like, so good. I'm like, yeah, because now it's just strawberry milk. It's full of sugar.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
You're literally drinking sugary dirt.
Why do people just do things just to be on like trends?
Trends.
Like, just be your own person. Get your fucking iced caramel latte instead. You don't want the matcha.
You don't want the grass, babe.
Oh. Like, fuck. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Yeah, I can't. Every time, honestly, matcha girls are on the out list.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't care about that shit.
Nah, neither.
Nah, I think it's stupid.
Yep.
And, like, where'd it come from? Why did everyone just all of a sudden start drinking that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't fucking know, but I'm not about it. No, I've tried it.
I did try it too because I was like, I need to see what the fuss is about. And I taste it. I'm like, you're all fucking lying.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Disgusting.
It is good when you have strawberry and all that shit in it. But
of course
it's
it is,
just
it's,
sugar.
But you know what's good in that? All the other fucking shit. Not the matcha. Everything else tastes good.
You gotta drown the matcha.
Drown that out, and now it's good. Like fucking there, don't get it. If you need to add that much other shit to it.
I can't.
So stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Grow up.
Seriously.
Drink some fucking water if you want to be healthy. Fuck off.
Yeah, the matcha girlies are going to come for us.
I don't give a fuck. What are they going to do?
Throw grass at us.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Girls. Straight girls.
Oh.
Kissing men, right?
Ew.
Right. Right. I don't understand. Like, I have so many straight friends. Love them. I don't understand, like, how can you kiss a man with facial hair?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but you're literally kissing a prickle.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know how people...
Get pash rash.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't.
I could never kiss a man with a beard or a mo. Mm-mm. Never. Actually, you know how we were talking last week about fears? I just have one.
Yeah.
That's my fear.
That's my fear.
A man with a mo trying to kiss me.
Oh, no.
Fuck off.
I want to understand it. Like, I want to be accepting of this, but I just don't.
I can't get behind it.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Okay, so like, when you kiss a girl, it's like soft, you know?
Yeah.
It's like cutesy soft. You could kiss them for ages.
Yeah.
Brother, fucking 5-second pash with a man and you're getting pash rash.
Yeah, there's no way.
You can't be enjoying that.
No, you couldn't.
You just couldn't.
You're lying about that.
You're lying
too.
About that.
Fucking lying.
We're calling out
the
all
matcha
the lies.
And the mo's. Get off.
Matcha, the mo's, and people that think they're better than McDonald's. Get the fuck out.
Okay, this episode is just about cancelling fucking everyone.
Pretty much. So
yeah, I get it.
You know when boys are like, oh, I want a clean shave.
Yeah.
And their girlfriends are like, no,
Yeah, why? Why are you saying no? But then is it because it's prickly? Is that worse? Or is a beard better?
Well, true. We would never know.
We will never know.
I feel fucking sick thinking about it.
We will never know.
Yeah, nah, that's not
Let us know if, yeah, you like kissing your man's beard.
That's not us.
Could never be us.
Riding a mechanical bull.
Yeah, so, why do people go out on a night out and they're like, I'm fucking, yep, get me on that.
Honestly, last.
I'd throw up.
Not the last. Where? In New Zealand, I rode a mechanical bull in the middle of a club with my shirt off and a pink cowboy hat
on. Who's got the footage?
I do have
Do
the
you?
Footage.
Insert it right now.
It's so bad.
Show everyone, please.
If we can blur that out, I probably would. It's actually fucked. Like, I need to show you later.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, the party that I went to on the weekend, the cowboy party, me and Piper rode the mechanical bull together and Hayley took a video of us and I'm just like, what the fuck do you mean?
You can't look good doing
that. You can't.
There's no way
There's
you look
no
good doing that.
There's no way. There's no way.
So I'm like, why are you getting on there even doing it? If anything, you just look like a fucking idiot and you're probably going to hurt yourself. And if you've been drinking, like, you're going to be sick. Why would you get on it?
I don't know.
What's the point?
Well, I got on it because it was Piper's birthday and I was like, yeah, babe, I'll jump on with you. You know, it's her birthday.
Yeah.
But she did message, like, the group chat and the bruises on her because she obviously wrote it, like, heaps. Like, that's what they wanted to do for their birthday. She wrote it heaps, literally bruises all down her legs, all on the back of her arms. Like, it's just not it.
That's not, they shouldn't be going around doing that to people. Canceling. I think they need to be cancelled as well.
I think this episode is going to be called cancelled.
Okay.
Mechanical bulls cancelled.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been on one. I have the worst memory, bro. Like, it's actually so bad.
Brother, you lived in Roma. You would have had to be on one.
Probably then. Yeah. I was jumping in bushes and shit then.
Yeah.
Getting arrested. Got arrested once. Not good.
Yeah, not
Got into good. A fight with a girl because she keyed my car because I kissed her boyfriend.
So you do know about kissing boys.
He didn't have a mo though.
Oh, okay, fair.
Yeah, it was fine back then. Mm.
At least you're not getting arrested at 30, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be me.
Wouldn't be me.
Oh, what were you, 29?
Was I 29? I think I was 29.
Yeah, I think you might have been.
Yeah. Have we told them?
I don't know. Do you want to?
I mean, who cares?
The police.
Police obviously cared.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell me a little story if you want. This is when me and Jazz became friends again, like her telling me that she got arrested, I was like, are you okay? Like, you needed me that bad?
Have you really?
Like, is this what happens when I'm not around? You get arrested?
Man, I was going through it.
Yeah, clearly.
I actually wasn't that day though, but the intrusive thoughts just won. Me and Hayley were walking back to the car. Britt, our other friend, had I think it was Britt's birthday. Anyway, one of our other friends had a birthday. So, you know, Hayley, being the mum she is, come on, Jazz, let's go home. It's time. 4 a.m. Yep. So we walk into the cab rank and there was a police officer there and I tapped him on the bum. Might have been a bit more of a slap than a tap. But yeah, that was it.
You picked the wrong person to tap on the bum that night.
I know. I thought, oh, he'll like this. Nah.
Yeah, he fucking did not like that.
He did not like it.
He's a fucking idiot. Honestly.
Anyway, got locked up for a few hours. It was not fun. They let me out though at 4 a.m. and said, get the fuck out of the valley, you're banned.
Oh.
Yeah. I had 10 minutes to get out of there.
I remember when I got thrown in the back of the fucking wagon.
Oof.
And taken in because I got into like a fight with the girl after she did that to my car. I'm like friends with her now as well, which is so funny. But I remember when I got put in the cell, I was so drunk. And they took everything off you and they took like my hair tie and everything. And I tied my hair up with my sock.
What?
I was so drunk.
That is a sight and for so sore eyes. Like
annoyed that I was in there and my hair was pissing me off and all I could do was take my sock off. So I took my sock off and tied my hair up with
There's
my sock.
No way, like how did you even manage that?
I don't know, but anyways.
I'm really proud of you for 18. Doing that.
What?
Tying your hair up with your sock. Pretty good.
I would imagine the state of me in there. And then I remember, them letting me out in the morning. There was a button in there. I kept pressing
same.
It. Being like, let
same.
Let me out. Let me out.
I was doing the same
And then I
thing.
Must have fell asleep and woke up and then they let me out. And yeah, that was fucking stupid.
That's fine.
Don't be a rat bag kid. Look,
yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
No, we're not.
We're grown up now. We're 30 now. So we're not doing that stuff.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're matured. I'm not fighting people anymore. I don't even go out.
Yep. I feel like this is going to offend.
It's all right. This whole episode's basically we're just going for everyone. So just say it.
People that have in their bio, like inked. Sorry, not in their bio. In their username. Sorry if we have any friends that have this in their username.
Inked.
Like. Inked by Joe, like inked Jody or something, because you got tattoos.
Oh, but they're like not a tattooist.
No, yeah, not a tattooist. Just like they just got lots of tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours could be like saying. Inked Jody or something, inked Jodes or some shit.
Tatted mask.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, babe, we get it. We can see that you have tattoos. Yeah, you don't need to be.
It's not your whole personality.
Tatted lesbian, fucking whatever the fuck.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. You know?
I know what you're saying. I thought you were going to, when you said bios then, it got me thinking of, I thought you were going to, you know how people will have like in their bio and be like, 750K on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that.
Account lost at 1 million.
Yeah. The account lost at 1 million has me done. Babes, I'm sorry, you lost that account. You don't
you
have
can't
the right.
Claim it.
No, it's gone. Fucking get that shit out of your fucking bio.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Account deleted at 1.3.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up, dear little inked person.
Yeah, it's them ones too that probably have it.
Yeah, it's like, how do we even, we don't have proof that you had 1 million followers.
Yeah, I know, like anyone could just fucking say that. Prove
it. I might put it in my bio. Yeah. Account
deleted
at 5 mil.
Yeah, we should put it in the double the chaos there. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that shit's not it.
It's just not it.
No. You know what, like, I also think, I was thinking about the other day that since we're on the topic of cancelling, car park spaces.
What?
They ain't big enough.
Yeah.
Okay, if you think about it right, whoever decided one day that this is the size of the car park, we're parking and like you can't even open your door to get out of the fucking car because the space is so small. Mm-hmm. Why did they not make it that little bit bigger for your door to also open so you're not banging into the next car? Who decided on the measurements for these car parks?
We should find out who did.
Because, like, just make them that bit bigger so we can all get in and out of our cars easier.
Yeah, especially having utes and shit. Like,
yeah, it's just trying to put your groceries in the car and things like that. And you just, you got to be careful because the car next to you, like, yeah, that's because of the fucking car park spaces.
Yep.
Make them bigger.
Where were we? Oh, we were in Noosa and I was parking. I really suck at parking in. Like forward.
Yeah, Jazz can't nose park.
I can't nose park. I can't fucking do it. I can only reverse park. Anyway, nose parked into this spot. And because I was close to this chick's car, remember she came out of the bottle and she was like looking?
Yeah, like full looking like, to see if like.
No, Jazz, bitch, I didn't hit your fucking car.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that's why they should make them just a little bit fucking bigger.
Yeah, so people don't question my forward parking.
Yeah.
It is a bit
questionable. It is.
Yeah,
look. I've never known anyone that can't nose park. Like, usually it's the opposite. People can't reverse, which is like, okay, that makes more sense. But to not be able to nose in.
Man, my parallel game is so strong.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hell.
Mine is too, because when I first got my license, I was in Roma and the streets there, everything down the street is all angled parking. I had to learn how to park. That was like the biggest thing there is parking was just fucked.
Yeah. Look, we don't.
But nose parking in utes too is a bit harder. I will give you
so
that.
Hard,
it is a little bit
man.
Harder.
I can never, moving on. Something I'm not good at.
I'm pretty sure I said the other week that girls that can't drive is an ick.
Well, you didn't say girls that can't park, so.
It's the same fucking thing.
Nah, it's different.
Okay, carry on.
Getting your nails done and not knowing where the fuck to look.
When they're doing it?
Yeah.
I know. I sometimes will put my phone like on my lap or something or on there and like yeah, watch but it.
Because they just paint them, they're done in a second. Or they're doing one and one's in, you know, and I'm like, yeah, where the fuck do I look? Had a junkie sit next to me last week. She's all like,
oh,
and
no.
I'm like, I can't look away.
Oh,
I can't look away.
Fuck that. I can handle that.
But that's why I wrote it down, because I was just thinking, like, man, and then they have some random fucking thing on the TV, and I'm like,
It's usually in a different language. You have no idea what's going on there.
And then I'm looking around and all the old ladies are looking around too and they're all smiling and I'm like, I don't know where to look.
Someone needs to go with Jazz to get her nails done is what she's saying.
Yeah, pretty much. She needs help. I need someone to come with me.
I guess
you have Ash, so she probably goes with you.
Yeah, true. Yeah, she does. Or she'll... Yes, because even like the other week when we went and she was getting her feet done in the thing, because
we're just looking at each other.
Not fucking do that. Yeah, she stares at me and sometimes she'll like text me. Can't text her back though, but I'll just like nod to her. Grow up.
Yeah, where was I sitting outside?
You were outside being weird, walking in and out, ADHD brain.
Oh,
freak.
Yeah. No, it's because I was fucking coughing in there. Kept coughing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Anyways, on the same topic
of nails.
Oh, well, kind coughing. Of. Massages, bro. I cannot fucking relax. Like, I've tried so many times, you know. Fucking Chels messaged us yesterday saying best massage ever, so relaxing. I'm like, how the fuck do people relax in a massage? Like, I go in there and I'm thinking, fucking, I'm in pain. Really? I get remedial though. It's very
that would
like
probably be yeah.
It's sore. I'm fucking trying to breathe, man. It's hard. But even when I haven't had remedial and I've just had like normal massage, there's no relaxing.
Really? Maybe you should go get like a relaxation massage.
I feel awkward.
See, Ash is the same. She can't get, she's like, I don't want anyone touching me. She doesn't like it. And I'm like, I love it.
I don't mind people like giving me a massage, but I just feel awkward. Like the silence kills me.
Yeah, there's usually a little sound on in the background.
But I'm like, I don't know. I'm just thinking, what are these cunts thinking? Or like,
they're thinking you're a bit tight there, girl.
I went to only this would fucking happen to me, bro. I was getting a massage in Japan or Bali, I think, somewhere. And you know when they get up on the
crawl up onto the table and that
brother, she fell off.
No way.
She fucking fell off the table and onto me. And the whole fucking massage.
She was trying to give you something else. She was trying to give you something else.
To be fair, she was saying, oh, I like tattoos.
Oh, shit.
No, but it was so fucking awkward. And because I was getting massages every day there, so I was going back to the same lady.
Oh, she 100. That was probably your last day. She's like, all right, let's finish this off.
But no, the whole table moved and it was just, it was not it. No, it was honestly.
That sounds a bit traumatizing. I can understand that.
So I think now I'm just, I can't relax. I'm thinking, oh no, what if they do that again?
What if they fall off the table again? I love massages.
I do love getting a massage. It is, yeah.
But once you have like a wife, you just give them to each other.
True.
So when you like do that,
true,
then you'll be fine.
But then I have to do it.
And then you can fall off any table if you want.
I'm good at massages, so.
Okay.
But anyways.
Perfect.
There's
anyone else we want to cancel quickly?
Yeah. let me just check, because I feel like we do need to cancel some more people before we leave.
Oh, I've got one actually that we need to cancel.
Yep, same.
People that leave mean comments. And this is what I'm going to say about it. They're always fucking ugly.
True.
You never see a pretty successful girl writing on people's
leaving
shit,
a mean comment.
Leaving a nasty fucking comment. I'm just saying it.
Are you talking about that dude that commented on our thing saying boys or something?
Oh, that's not a mean comment calling us. Someone called us tomboys the other day. I was like, fucking thank you, finally. I've finally been recognised for who I am. I've been trying my whole life to get that label.
Fuck up.
No, but I'm like, just people, it literally blows my mind that people wake up and even in the morning, like you're waking up in the morning, the first thing you're going to do is go on your little fake account and write
something.
Go kill yourself to someone that you don't even fucking know.
Yep.
You're fucked in the head or you're ugly. Yep. That's all I'm fucking saying.
Or both.
Or both,
yeah. The confidence on people, I can't. Yeah. I actually
blows
can't.
My mind.
Yeah.
I don't get why people still write and leave mean, horrible, nasty comments to other people. I just don't get it. What do you get out of it?
Honestly, stop being mean. End of.
Yeah.
Stop being fucking mean. Go to therapy.
Being mean is fucking cancer. Yeah, if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Yeah. Okay, one last one that we're cancelling.
Okay, here we go.
B.O.
Yes!
Get the fuck out. Get some deodorant, you smelly fuck. I can't. That is one thing I can't handle.
Especially when you're in like Woolies or something and someone wafts the fuck
on a plane?
Past you. Yeah. How do you not smell yourself? That's what I don't understand. How can you not smell it? And if you can, you're sick. Put some fucking deodorant on.
I can't remember where we were the other weekend, but fuck me dead. I'm like, just get some roll-on, babe.
Yeah, put it in your pocket.
Seriously.
It's not that hard to be hygienic.
You would know if you...
You
would know.
You would know.
You would know.
You know. We all know that you know that you smell.
And you smell it before anyone else does.
You're the closest person to the pit. You should fucking know.
Nah, I smell good.
I
smell good.
Wear some fucking deodorant.
Yeah.
Don't be walking around stinky.
That's it. But, yeah, that's all. Yeah. That's all we got for today.
Cancelled Jazz.
Cancel me.
Okay, I'm fine with that. We just fucking, fuck it. Let's cancel.
Yeah, we just.
Cancelled that speech too from the other week.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Cancel everything, really.
Cancel everyone.
Just don't cancel this podcast.
Yeah, don't be doing that. Because we ain't going anywhere.
We ain't going anywhere. You guys are stuck with us.
We're staying.
But thanks for listening.
Yeah. Keep watching, keep liking, keep subscribing, all that shit. Also, tell us what you guys want to see. Like, we're thinking, obviously, now we're getting close to the end of the year, a few more eps.
Yeah, I don't think we have many eps left in us, but.
And then next year, I don't know. We might.
We want to do some different shit next year.
Like, do you want to see guests? Do you want us to get people on? Like, it's like whatever you guys want. Like, do you just want us to sit here and talk our shit? Because we can fucking do that.
We can do that. We can do plenty of that.
Or do you want us to, get other people on to talk their shit?
Yeah, like, just tell us what you want, really.
Yeah.
We're here for you guys.
Yeah, whatever you want, this is for you.
Yeah, I guess.
If we cancelled you in this ep.
We're sorry.
Too bad.
We love you guys.
Fuck the matcha.
Fuck the matcha.
See ya.
See ya.